With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Toilet paper, yeast, bikes, the latest pandemic shortage, flowers. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker spoke with a local florist about what's going on with this season's blooms.
Mother's Day bouquets are the latest hot commodity to join the lengthening list of COVID-19-induced shortages. The effects of the shortage can be felt all the way in the Northwoods. Ruth Hempel is the owner of Fourth Floral in Rhinelander.
I haven't been able to get things as easily as other years. Yeah, there is a kind of a cut flower shortage this year.
Hempel says plants like eucalyptus, carnations, and roses are all harder to come by this year. Why?
Part of it goes back to COVID, because there was a lot of uncertainty in the market last spring, so some growers didn't keep up their crops, or they didn't plant, or they had worker shortages.
Hempel says transportation issues have also impacted flower supply. Lots of cut flowers come from South America, and now there aren't as many planes flying back and forth between the two continents. On top of that, bad weather events have impacted growing seasons too. It's a threefold whammy, Hempel says. Still, she says she feels fortunate her business is doing well, partly because Fourth Floral is able to grow some of its own cut flowers.
Hopefully we'll be making a lot of mothers happy.
For WXPR News, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
The case against former Rhinelander City Administrator Daniel Guild has been dismissed. Guild, his attorneys, and Price County Judge Kevin Klein appeared via Zoom at Oneida County Court Thursday for a review hearing. In February, Guild reached a deferred prosecution agreement with the Oneida County District Attorney. If between February 5th and May 6th, Guild followed the terms and conditions of his bond and did not violate any criminal laws, the charges against him would be dropped. District Attorney Michael Sheik was the prosecutor in the case.
This morning was the date and time to review the deferred prosecution agreement and determine whether or not Mr. Guild was in compliance. My understanding is that he has been in compliance, and as a result of his compliance, the state would move to dismiss with prejudice.
Judge Klein ordered that the charge against Guild be dismissed with prejudice, meaning he can't be charged again for the same crime. Guild was facing a felony charge of misconduct in office and failure to perform known duty in Oneida County. In March 2020, Guild was arrested following an investigation by the Oneida County Sheriff's Office regarding an open records request. Food insecurity has been linked to a higher risk of mental illness in people. Two Northwoods nonprofits focused on each side of the issue are teaming up for a fundraising event. Feed Our Rural Kids is focused on providing nutritional support to children in food insecure homes in eastern and central Vilas County. National Alliance on Mental Illness Northern Lakes chapter provides support for people with mental illnesses as well as education. Together, they're hosting the virtual concert for kids in June. Mick Fiocchi is the NAMI Northern Lakes Executive Director.
Interspersed between the musical segments will be short video stories talking about the issues of food scarcity and mental illness in our own area. This is all about the service areas of Fork and NAMI Northern Lakes. So we're talking about local people impacted and whose lives are being deeply affected by these two issues.
The concert for kids is Saturday, June 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. It will feature local artists including Brett and Frisk, Big Road, and Scott Kirby. We'll have a link to it on our website, WXPR.org. Getting back to playing sports seems to be benefiting the mental health of high school athletes. Just over a year ago, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association made the call to shut down spring sports because of the COVID-19 pandemic. For area athletes like Newman Catholic senior Angela Donath, it was a hard time.
Being cooped up inside, only being in my house for like however many months, it was pretty mentally, it was exhausting. You get a depression.
The shutdown had a major effect on many high school athletes, both here in Wisconsin and across the country. Dr. Claudia Ridden, a sports psychiatrist with the University of Wisconsin, is among those who have been studying how high school athletes coped with losing last year's spring season.
What we found is that the mental health of our high school student athletes was significantly worse, on the order of 40% higher rates of depressive symptoms and anxiety symptoms.
Dr. Reardon says getting back to playing has made a difference.
What we found is that those kids who were able to resume high school organized sports were substantially less depressed, substantially less anxious.
Despite all the hardships athletes have faced, many of them said they've come out stronger and wiser on the other side. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin health officials have ordered only a fraction of their allotted COVID-19 vaccine doses for next week in another sign of plateauing interest in the vaccine. President Joe Biden's administration announced earlier this week that it would shift doses from states with lower demand to states with more interest. Wisconsin had been allocated 86,000 Pfizer doses and 66,000 Moderna doses and 10,000 Johnson & Johnson doses for the week starting Monday. State Department of Health Services spokeswoman Elizabeth Goodsett said the state has ordered just over 9,000 Pfizer doses, over 2,000 Moderna doses, and just 2,100 Johnson & Johnson doses. Our forecast, a chance of sprinkles, mostly cloudy today with a high near 48. Widespread frost after midnight tonight, otherwise mostly clear and a low around 25. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.